Bella No Nallies. I know you want to hate her. She was apparently solely responsible for Auburn's last season loss to, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it, New Mexico State. But listen, she's trying to turn her life around. She's trying to make amends, and she's doing a pretty dang good job at it. In fact, by the time all is said and done, this real-town-bred biosystems sophomore might be the drummiest major ever. And thanks to that bioprocess track she's on, she can apparently dress a deer like nobody's business. But seriously, Corey, if you're listening to this, have her rub a rabbit's foot or something before you put her back out there at center again. Thanks.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, howdy do, podcast fans. You are tuning in to the best one, possibly of all, definitely in higher education. You know that. I know it. God knows it. That would be the award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I work as a communications and marketing specialist in that office. Jeremy Henderson is my name, podcast in my game, joined as always by Austin Phillips over here. Back to being an Auburn fan, it looks like. That's pretty good.
I ran out of Yankees.
No
stuff.
More Yankees, the yep. Buffalo Bills.
5-0, though. 5-0 Yanks.
For the Yanks, how many more to go? Like 309 games?
That would be 157.
See, that's why baseball is just, ugh. I mean, come on.
I ponied up for the MLB package this year.
Did
so
you
I,
really?
I can watch them all. I've watched all five so far.
Golly, bum howdy.
I know.
That's wild.
That's a loser life.
But
I ain't got time for it today.
His day job's pretty good.
Well, because we got a special guest.
That's
today.
Right. He's the director of the Office of Communications and Marketing, and we're joined, mostly always these days, John Sluice has been kicked to the curb about
Who?
Time.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Sluice has been let loose, let's just say. And we all have Scott Key over here, National Anthem, we call him. We are joined by the... I was about to say something about emeralds. I like your shirt. The color green is really good. Biosystems, it works. Thematically consistent. Yes, thank you. Bella Nonalis. Am I saying it correctly?
No,
not
it's okay.
Even close.
Not like, really.
Not even close.
Nonalis.
Nonalis.
Yes.
See, I told you. Austin said it was Nonalis.
Don't put this on me.
I
have no idea.
He
no
was
idea.
Like, no, he's the boss. I got to go along
I was like,
with
no, Nonalis.
Nonalis.
Yeah.
No, Nonalis.
Like, yes, but no.
No Nonalis.
Yes.
Gotcha. I knew that. Bella No Nonalis. Okay. A sophomore.
Yes.
In biosystems engineering on the bioprocessing track.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to find out what bioprocessing track means. Is it like deer meat and all that stuff?
Or? It's more of like the designing and production of pharmaceuticals and like food processes and stuff
See?
Like that.
See?
Yeah, so yeah processing
like
meat.
Yeah, that's in there.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bella is awesome. But this is another special thing.
Is that like deer processing?
I'm sure.
Know.
Bella, what did you get your degree in? Processing deer.
Hey, from where I'm from, though, I could be pretty helpful.
There,
okay,
it would be.
All right,
that's a good living in these neck of the
Where are you from?
I'm from a place called Realtown, Alabama.
Realtown?
Well, we know Realtown. That's not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 30 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. We have one caution light. Just got a Dollar General.
Ooh.
So, oh, yeah.
Is it a regular or is it a market?
It's a regular.
Oh,
it's a regular. We're not that fancy.
Yeah. You know, Pat Dye used to live in Realtown.
That's what I heard.
He was good friends with my grandfather, actually.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Dye and Nonalis, unless it was another grandfather.
It was. His last name's Gunn. But
Gunn. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they were good friends.
Well, rock and roll. So we got to, there's another little aspect, angle to the Bella Nonalis story.
A little one?
Well, okay. It's huge.
Yeah.
She is the second, only the second sophomore in the history of this esteemed university. To serve as drum major
Hey-o.
For the Auburn University Marching Band.
Hey-o.
I was like, drum major? She's obviously a senior, maybe a fifth year. No, sophomore. So we got to get into how that happened.
Yeah.
Real town, keeping it real,
That's
apparently.
What you stole it right from underneath me.
Okay. Keeping it real town.
Keeping it real town.
Well, so, okay, so you're from Real Town. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Bella story. How'd we get here? Engineering?
Yeah.
Take it away.
So, my family, we moved around a lot because my dad is in the military. So we ended up moving to Alabama because that's where my mom's family is from. And while I was there, I was surrounded by all this beautiful nature, and there were plenty of like bodies of water that me and my siblings used to always go around and see and explore. And so I was like, man, I think I want to try and do something with this field, like trying to figure out more about the environment, how I can help it and all this stuff. And being so close to Auburn, I was like, hey, they're known for their engineering. I might as well go there, stay close to home. And then band, that was just always a big part of me in high school. I really liked music. I was drum major in high school as well. And so coming here, I was like, this is something I definitely want to keep on doing just because I think it's fun and it's a great way to meet more people. So then joined the band here. After the end of my freshman year, they got ready for drum major tryouts. And I was talking to one of my section leaders, and he was like, hey, you should definitely try out for drum major if it's something you want to do, just so you can get the experience. And one of the people I went to high school, she was actually the first woman of color drum major at Auburn. So I definitely talked to her, and she was like, yeah, if you want to do it, you should go for it. And so I did. I was one of the finalists, and I didn't think that that was ever going to happen. And then we find out at the end of the year banquet who all of the drum majors are for the next season, and they called up my name. I immediately started crying. I didn't know what to do. And it was just such a great thing. So this past season, it was really awesome being able to have that kind of position and be able to lead in that kind of way.
Seriously, I'm so terrified for y'all sometimes. You know, running out on the field.
Yes.
I mean, it just seems like a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Jared, I'd like to see you run like that.
I could do it. A few.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
I'm just collapsed.
It hurts. You got to, like, stretch really a lot for that.
So, if you were looking straight at the band, they're coming at you, which one were you on the field?
We switched it up, actually.
Okay.
So, if you have, like, the tunnel, if it's, like, behind us,
yes,
there's a center drum major, and then I was typically the one on the left.
Closest to the students?
Furthest from the students.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I did the whole mace routine and run out and everything one time, and it was crazy.
What game?
It was New Mexico State.
Still.
That was on me. My bad, guys. My bad.
I knew I had to. Here's the whole thing. I'd been blaming it on the players.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
Yeah, it was Bella. That was my bad, guys.
Wait, did we lose that one?
Yes. We were
like from the time Bella came out till the final whistle, down. They beat our brains.
I can't even. Oh, it was the drum major's fault. I forgot about that. I remember hearing them talk about it. That's so weird.
Yeah, they pulled me aside afterwards, and they're like, "You're not going to be able to do that. Yeah, like, you're just going to have to sit down."
What?
Give me that scepter.
What instrument did you play?
I played the baritone. So it's like a big trumpet, mini tuba. Yeah.
No.
Hey, we got a whole band vet, not AU vet, band
no,
vet.
No, they like, wish.
This is like the Bumpus Middle School or something, whatever y'all were. Simmons Middle School.
No, it was Pazitz.
Pazitz. That's right.
And high school.
You played in the high school?
Well, I held it in high school. I held the clarinet. I didn't really play it all that much. Last year, everything. But, you know, I was in the band but not of the band is how I describe it.
I got you.
If that means anything, but it probably doesn't.
It's not the world.
Anyway, I'm just saying simpatico. You know what I mean? I feel you is what I'm saying. They didn't want me for drum major. But, you know, it seems like a lot of activities. I would think AU, I mean, the band, just being in the band alone, but being, you know, drum major, engineering ain't easy.
How, what's the percentage of, do you know the percentage of engineers in the band right now?
It's, I want to say close to, if not more than 50.
Oh, okay.
Like, people tend to think that a lot of people in band are just music majors, but a lot of them are engineers.
I know we've been around 35% before, mm-hmm. you know, high 30s, so that maybe even more. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about, you know, we can't bury the lead.
Sure.
In terms of, band won a big award this year, the show, I said this on one of our podcasts earlier, I remember talking to a parent up there, and it just happened that their kid was in engineering, and we got talking. The Metallica show is the best thing I've ever seen that the band's ever done. By far. And again, not a Metallica fan either. And just by far the greatest thing that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just from the performance side, but of course from the light side. So can you just talk a little bit about how all that came together? You know, I know we did a story, it's probably been 5 years ago, where Ryan Black was one of our students in electrical engineering, and he kind of headed up some of the lights on the hat. But we went way beyond that this year. So just kind of talk about how that whole thing started and came to fruition.
Yeah, so about this time last year, we had a meeting with the directors, and they're like, hey, they just wanted to talk about stand tunes and potential show ideas. And then Dr. Sperlin, who's the head of the athletic bands, he turns around his computer, and it's an email from Metallica, and it has, like, the poster of the competition. And he circles around the little prize money that we could possibly win. He was, since we were the Division One, we fell in the Division One category. And he was like, do you think that this is something that the band would be interested in? And all of us were like, yes, yes, we would definitely like that, because we know that we're one of the best bands, if not the best band in the colleges. So we were like, yes, I think that would be great. And so he said, we want to try and give, like, have an element that not other bands would have. So we want to do the lights again, which I believe it was 2 years ago. They also had a light show, but we never had the chance of a night game. So it didn't have the same effect. Like, we post a video on YouTube, but it didn't get the same kind of attention as it would have at an actual game. And so he got with some of the students in the band that were in electrical engineering, and they started working on that. And then we started working on music about a month before we performed the first show, and then everything just kind of kept on going, and we ended up winning it.
Yes. Not only so how was that? I mean, when you found out, describe that.
It was really awesome. I believe they showed it on ESPN, like how, like who won and everything like that. And we got an email from the directors saying, like, congratulations for everything like that. And then we had just a lot of proud people. The Alumni Association for the band, they had, like, a little party for us. They brought us all cupcakes and shirts and everything like that. And it was really great. Really great being able to see other people, because we also won the fan vote too. So seeing other people notice us and notice the hard work that we've put into it and getting that kind of recognition, it was just really awesome.
Well deserved.
That's got to go a long way, I would think. I mean, getting the band on the map, you're not on the map, but still, I mean, it's got to catch some eyes, I would think.
Oh yeah.
Well, and I love that our band doesn't have to have some kind of catchy name. It, you know, mm-hmm. like the $900,000 band or whatever it's called. I love it's just the Auburn University Marching Band.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Let your feet do the talking, as Dad would tell me in soccer.
Hey, as Jer said, put your ears on.
Just let the music do it. You know, you don't have to brag or flex or anything.
Well, on the engineering side, I know proximity helped, but did we look at any other schools, engineering programs of going to any other colleges, or was Auburn it?
I think Auburn was it, just because we'd done it in the past, and that was all done, like, in-house, I guess you could say. And so they definitely knew, like, we've done it before, we can do it again, just at a much larger scale.
No, what I'm getting at is picking Auburn and picking Auburn Engineering.
Oh.
Did you look at any other universities to go to, or was it, hey, I'm so close to Auburn, they've got a great engineering program? What came down to the decision to come here?
I thought about going – Auburn was my first choice, and then UAB was my second, and then I think Georgia Tech was my third. Didn't want to live in Georgia, like, in Georgia.
Sure.
Don't want to have to deal with traffic in Atlanta. Not a fan of driving.
You know what they say about Atlanta. Yeah. Gets a little murdery.
Over there.
That too.
You want to avoid that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That gets on you. You can't get it out.
Can put a dent in your education. Biosystems that, you know, you talked about getting into that, but maybe, you know, we talked about the percentage of band members or engineers who are in the band. Biosystems kind of has its own distinction along those lines in the 50% mark. I think we're above 50% now. The ladies are just all up in the biosystems.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yes.
And, so, I mean, do you feel that over there? Is it a significant thing? Is it a point of pride? Is it any – I don't know.
I like it just because, like, whenever I'm in, like, my general engineering classes, it's pretty much, like, there's so many guys, but but I'm in a biosystems class right now, and it's heat mass transfer, and I sit at a table and it's all girls, and I look around and there's like three or four other tables that are just all girls, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. Look at us. Look at us go. Yeah, women in STEM.
Dudes are dumb. They just, you know, especially when it comes to biosystems, apparently. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, we can't figure that out.
Well, you know, and she Natalie Hodge, mm-hmm. You know, you remember Natalie, mm-hmm. Biosystems, yep. And laying out the, you know, demographics and everything. That was a great episode. She's pals with Natalie. And this is actually our second bio. This will be back-to-back, Maddie Spore.
Mm-hmm.
Also. Yes. Well, there's a lot. Yes. I mean, biosystems are just
cranking on my own.
We got Aiden Kemp over there doing the, you know, he's one of the smart guys, I guess, with the, you know, boys. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's the gold. He's a gold water, yep. What yep. he mm-hmm. is. And then wasn't he the grad? No, he wasn't the Grand Marshal.
No, Aiden's got,
astronaut. Astronaut say, scholar and all that everything. Stuff. Yes. Everything. So we've had him. There's a lot of biosystems.
Biosystems representing. Here. Well, yeah. What specifically about this field are you starting to niche in, or are you thinking that you want to go into? What interests you?
So I have an internship over the summer, and it's with the Montgomery Water and Sewer Board.
Awesome.
So I'm interested in how water kind of works, like wastewater specifically, like mm-hmm. from processes and like plants and stuff like that. How can we get rid of that in a manner that's not going to kill the environment so much, I guess? So I'm interested in that kind of stuff.
A lot of runoff from the deer plants. I mean, deer.
Yeah.
The what do they call it? There's a term for it. Is it just processing?
Well, unless you're talking taxidermy, no. That's a different thing.
Taxidermy. Yeah, no. Okay, run up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sustainable wastewater mm-hmm. management.
Well, any thoughts of doing any kind of undergraduate research, anything like that?
I've definitely looked into it. Thought about, we took a last year, we took a field trip over to like the fisheries,
mm-hmm.
and I know they have like positions like that over, like open over there, and mm-hmm. so I've definitely looked into that. It's just with band, it just takes
well,
up a lot of time.
it does, but I see on this LinkedIn we've been Dean's List a couple of times.
Yes.
How do you balance?
Gosh,
you know, I mean, engineering in and of itself is tough, mm-hmm. But the band is a very rigorous schedule as well. So how do you balance both of those?
Definitely, I don't know, I kind of coasted through high school. It was pretty, it was all right. And then I get here and it's so much
no
more.
No offense, real town.
No, yeah. They're great.
They know it.
But then I come here and everything's just a lot more intense. And I'm like, oh goodness, I really have to buckle down and like figure out how to do all of these things, how to juggle all of these different things that I'm working on. So definitely that first semester, it was a bit of a struggle. Had to figure out the best ways for me to study, where I like to study. I stay in the library. Just trying to figure out what works best with me, having those time management skills, and being a part of band and engineering they've both taught me that for sure.
We're still going to be a drum major this coming year?
Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, yes. we're going to keep going?
Oh, yeah.
So is there a record? I mean, I know you're the second sophomore, but I mean, would you be, if you kept it through the senior, would you be like the most drummer?
Longest tenured?
No.
The drummiest major ever?
The drummiest major ever. We need to put that on a shirt.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
The head drum major this year, he was the first sophomore drum major. So technically, he's going to be men. Yeah.
Yeah. We know he's not in biosystems. Yeah.
He's chemical engineering.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that seems right.
The other tough one.
Yeah.
But, if I decided to do a fifth year and stick with band for all those years, I could, hypothetically. Don't know about that, but
I like it.
If I wanted to.
I like it.
Do we have any idea? I know it's early, it's April, but do we have any idea yet of a game you might get to lead out?
I don't know yet. We haven't.
You're going to have to let us know, because we got to be looking.
Please don't let it be like a big important one. If you're cool with that.
Or the teams that we're supposed to beat actually, by 40.
It really doesn't matter, apparently. Yeah. You're going to screw up anything. New Mexico State.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
Yes.
That's kind of a black spot on this incredible record of success.
I don't even know who we open up with this year. I was thinking the title of this was going to be Keeping It Real Town.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to think drummiest major.
Or I'm sorry.
I apologize. I am so sorry.
Or Henry Bennett, the Jinx.
The Jinx.
That's an Andy Griffith joke. So I'm sorry.
Going forward, I mean, obviously you talk about being early in April in terms of, you know, okay, do we know about that? But I mean, you still got a little while to go, but, you know, do you see yourself, I mean, you know, down the line, what are we talking about? Are you thinking about maybe, you know, master's, PhD? Are you thinking about just getting out there and helping the wastewater world?
I just want to get out there.
Get out there.
One of the things that I like about this major is that it's pretty hands-on, and so I just want to get out there, use my hands, try to think creatively and try to come up with solutions to some of these problems.
How did you get connected with the internship?
My grandfather that knew Pat Dye, he went to church with someone that works on the board. He's like one of the chairmen, I believe. And so I got in contact with them through him, and they were like, yeah, we love biosystems majors. We've had a couple of them come over here and work for us, and we've just been so impressed by what they do, and so we want to definitely have you over.
That's one of our best selling points. Our students go out there, our companies see the quality of our students. They want to continue hiring, co-ops, internships, awesome testimony.
You know, we do these shows after shows after shows, and we interview these just these up and coming human beings, just great folks, up and coming human beings. And but I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's going to be a human one of these days, yeah. Jer.
You'll get there.
Fingers crossed.
You'll get there. But I don't know.
How,
it's just,
how old? 19? 20?
I'm 20, but I was born on a leap year. So
hey.
I'm 5.
Hey. Congrats. Yeah.
Like an actual February 29th?
February 29th. It's my birthday.
Oh, that's how a about first.
That is definitely
so you
a
did
first.
Just have a birthday.
I did. I turned 5. I am a whole hand.
5 February 29th.
Yes.
See, that's good. You'll get there one day. You'll be an adult.
I think I've only met one other in my life.
There's not many of us. Uh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Well, I'll have to work that into the title conversation.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure it out.
The leapiest, drummiest major.
Right. The 5-year-old freak.
The leapiest, drummiest deer processor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. If you're looking for internships, I'm sure there's probably some out there. That place on 280, I know. You know, I don't know a lot about deer processing, but
just give me some jerkies.
They got they flush toilets there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it could be an issue. Bill, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us for all you do, not for Auburn football, obviously, but at least for the band.
I'm sorry.
And for the band, for engineering. And as soon as you came on our radar, it was like, go get her on the podcast.
Well, and if you want to read.
Yes.
Or watch a little bit more about the band. We have a story coming up in our spring magazine.
Can't wait.
Cassie Montgomery worked on, and Marcus worked on a video. So we'll have a lot more content, photos, all kinds of stuff. So make sure to check it out online or in your mailbox.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.